WMFO in Medford.
Fiscal year GWAT funds. That supplemental request would be $93.4 billion.
Electricity.
AC.
Electricity.
DC.
A wonderful kind of energy. That's electricity.
CC.
It's the kind of energy you can change so easily.
Today we're going to be forwarding to the Congress essentially two pieces. One is the fiscal year 2008 base budget of $481.4 billion. Base budget of $481.4 billion. Base budget of $481.4 billion. Base budget of $481.4 billion.
Electricity.
AC.
Electricity.
DC.
A wonderful kind of energy. That's electricity.
CC.
It's the kind of energy we produce so easily. You can make it with a steam or water turbine. Make it when the generator turns. Make it with a simple storage battery. make it with a photoelectric cell.
$146.5 billion goes toward readiness and support.
Electricity.
Another $176.8 billion is for strategic modernization.
As some of you may know, the political climate has changed in the United States recently. I don't so much write songs so much as I do just get angry and make words that don't make any sense. However, this one came about with the assumption or the idea that at some point, sooner or later, we might turn on our listening devices and find that our political elite have announced that the world is indeed flat. Welcome to a world without facts.
Declaration of Earth encrusted legions. In ground damp dark, the labyrinth eating away. Somewhere on a secluded airstrip, a uniformed officer checks his watch. The sky is darkening, and cool mist is falling through altitudes, giving testimony to merits of camouflage. His brow sweat is the mark of liberation. He looks up to the nerve-frayed sky and blames history. Earth and sky meet with mutual ease, the grass laden with water. Willless clouds pass with an aura of certainty. The soft coat of earth opens pores of inner life. stones are overturned, children put to sleep. There is a knocking under the officer's boot sole, but he coils under rain clouds, deaf to the task. Each specimen arrays itself in different shades of skin.
Thank you.
Thank you. Out on the town with Mikey D.
Yeah, you just heard This Machine on Live from Studio D. They will be in shortly. They just need to tool down, and they will be in a few seconds. Here we go.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Thank you. lunch. I just lost my job. I'm in a real bad funk. Have a hardship license. I can drive at the three. They say I'm paranoid. I say they're just after me. Please show me the way, and I'll follow you now. Follow you now. Please show me the way, and I'll follow you now. Follow you now. Thank you.
Yes, that was Blue on Blue by Locating Rowley. We have in the studio from This Machine, Dave Y. Good evening, Dave Y.
Hey, Mike. How you doing tonight?
It's really great to see you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me in.
I hope you had a good time.
I did. I always have a good time here.
There's so many questions to ask about your music.
Ooh, okay.
But you can tell me where it came from.
Oh, this is just an amalgamation of a lifetime of making noise and fascination with, you know, all types of music that have little to no commercial value. a friend of mine, Joe, had asked me to come and play Porch Fest, and I couldn't get behind the idea of going there with an acoustic guitar and playing ballads, so I told him I would show up with a bunch of electronic equipment and make a lot of offensive noise, and he was all over it. I'd expected that would kind of get me out of the gig, but unfortunately it actually got me into the gig. So
influences.
Yeah,
there must be many.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, well, look at your record collection here.
And is there something dominant from the past that really grabs you, that made you like, this is it?
God, that's a tough one. I love Swans.
Okay.
I think Swans are the just most incredible thing. The new version, the old version, all fantastic. And I it's definitely an influence. I wish I had a band that loud and that hard.
Yeah.
Certainly Negative Land, right?
Yeah.
I do. Negative Land certainly changed a few things about the way I thought about what recorded music could be.
Yeah. Is there things in life that like influence you and go, you know, the sky or a day or a musical note or? Because it seems to be like you're gathering a lot of stuff in and bringing it in.
Yeah, it's a salad. I agree. I don't know. I'll tell you. I'm kind of governed by not lining things up too much. There's a lot of technical equipment out there where you can really get everything kind of precise, and I don't, that kind of precision in modern music doesn't do a lot for me. So I actually like.
It's a human element you're leaving in.
It's the random element. It's not even human. It's more like just kind of like, you know, how things organically happen. So, I'll be as taken by, you know, some sounds that just kind of line up in the environment. I don't know, wait for it, I guess, right?
No, like years ago, if you heard Eno or Kraftwerk, did that have any effect?
The engineer and producer here, Joel, and I were in a band a long time ago, and we listened to a ton of Brian Eno, and I still, to this day, spin Another Green World 4 or 5 times a year, and it just doesn't lose anything.
I know a lot of people, musicians, when I was in college, the Warm Jets one.
Yeah.
That was, like, pretty major.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that era of Eno is great. I feel like if you were to go into the record collection of all the Cars, the band The Cars, you would find every one of those records.
Yeah.
It's influenced a lot of people.
I remember when The Cars came out, and I had some friends that was in radio, and they were trying to describe The Cars to me, and they said, well, it's kind of, music sounded like Tinker Toys, but then they didn't realize they had all these influences.
Right. And half of those leads are like country guitar leads. They're great.
I think what happens is there's so many different elements, you know, there's jazz and there's folk and there's all kinds of things, and they can swarm into one thing. I think maybe you could probably tell us if any of those things have happened for you.
I don't know, I guess it happens organically. I try to do recordings that kind of make sense anyway, a little bit on some level. I mean, it's not entirely random. I mean, certainly in the performance I did a thing that it goes back a long time. Joel was joking with me with all of the Led Zeppelin licks going on at the same time, and we remember being in the rehearsal complex and walking down the halls and all of the different bands fading in and fading out, and sometimes they would match up bands all down the hall, having nothing to do with each other, would be all of a sudden making music together, and they would kind of go in and out of tune. And we actually had the idea for each one of us picking a Led Zeppelin tune, not telling the other person, and going up on stage and playing it and calling it, like, you know, the rehearsal complex. So, and now that, you know, this is not for everybody. God.
Yeah. It's kind of like waves of the ocean, but it's all these different droplets, but they're together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's music there.
Oh, there definitely is. Yeah. There definitely is. Hey, where have you been? You said you played at the Porch Festival recently, right?
That was a year ago. I didn't play this year's Porch Fest. That was my first time out a year ago. And since then, I've had about a year to kind of formalize what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I just did this a couple of times, and I had not intended to take it out.
Yeah.
And I got some positive feedbacks from some people that who I really kind of respect, and I thought, okay, maybe I'll take this out a little bit.
Is it going to be a visual element? Do you think of collaborating with somebody with some visuals?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you probably already have a kind of a vision in your head? Or would you let that person interpret?
You know, it's funny. I'm not so visual. I am all about the sound. You put a pen and paper in front of me, and I can barely do a stick figure.
But you have to start someplace.
Yeah.
Right? Some of our listeners would probably want to know, what were you playing? What were the instruments? What were the sound effects? What were you using? What the amplifiers? How did you create this music?
This is mostly guitar music, and I have one guitar that's got a prepared tuning that is just kind of sitting up on top of everything, and I'll do everything from strum that to use an e-bow on it, which is just an electromagnet, and going into a lot of analog effects. I'm kind of an analog enthusiast, and from all of that, I spit it into any one of three amplifiers. I kind of give each one its own space, rather than kind of stuffing it all into one, which kind of muddies up the sound.
Do you give it like a delay or a different?
Some's
dry and some's more delayed than others.
Exactly. And sometimes I'll purposely set some stuff up that just goes in and out of phase as the piece goes along.
Wow.
Love that.
You must occasionally come across something and you do something and you shock yourself because all of a sudden it all comes together.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's usually in rehearsal. from there to here, sometimes is a long stretch. But yeah,
and you must tape your rehearsals so you can recall stuff sometimes.
I do. I've learned to try to not record too much because I've it's easy to get kind of lost in all that stuff. So I try to be awake enough to recognize when I've actually hit on an idea and then record it.
In the future, collaborations with anybody, you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm mostly doing this because I'm tired. I've got a house full of kids, and I was actually doing a band with Joel. Yeah. And
these are your kids, right?
These are my kids,
okay. Not random kids. So.
They're not real. With an artist like me, you might think they'd be random kids. No, but they're actually my kids. And two of them recently came to us. We just finished adopting them. And
congratulations!
Thank you. And what I found is I don't have a lot of juice for the nighttime stuff, and so I'm doing something. And I'm a stay-at-home dad, so I do, because I have to do the music. I just can't always be doing it at night, and that's really kind of where this came from.
Yeah,
the collaborations are definitely there. I mean, I still do Nice High Period with Joel and Brendan and John and Scott and Chris Thompson. And Joel and I have been working, we're working on a band a couple of years ago that will eventually make its way out there.
And are there recordings?
Oh, yeah.
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 How can the people get those recordings?
Wow. You know, if I had it together, if I was that kind of person, I'm clearly an artist here.
Yeah.
My executive function does not.
You can
not.
Be as much of an artist as you like. No restrictions.
So I have a sound page. What is it called? SoundCloud.
The
SoundCloud page. Y Dave Y. The Nice High Period record can be found. That's been out for a long, long time.
What's happening in the future?
More
More recordings, more collaborations.
Yeah, just recordings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
I do think I'm going to probably try to get this stuff in front of as many people who sell the music into film.
Okay.
Because I think there's if there's any saleability in this stuff, it would be there.
That's where everybody, I have friends in the industry, that's what they say where the money is to be made.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
It's everything in the landscape of music's changed, and you're exploring new avenues.
Yeah.
Do your kids influence anything?
Funny you should ask. One of the last screamy things that I did is it was not something that I wrote. It's actually all of the words from a children's book called Charlie Parker Played Bebop.
Okay.
And it's a wonderful book. I read it to all three of my kids. They all love it, and it's just a beautiful little kids thing where, you know, Charlie Parker played bebop, Charlie Parker played saxophone, music sounded like bebop, never leave your cat alone, bebop, bebop, fisk, fisk, lollipop, lollipop, boomba, boomba, you know, and it's just got this great little rhythm to it, and without actually having to say, hey, kid, this is jazz, which, I mean, I'm an adult, I can barely get it, so
yeah.
I just have never come across such a wonderful way to kind of say, yeah, this is jazz right here. It just comes out. It's natural stuff.
It must be great to expose your children to new things.
If I'm not being asked to stop singing, yeah. I'm still dad.
Yes. Somebody has to run the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners?
Just listen to music.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to it here on MFO. Listen to it at home. Play it. You know, if you have a stick and a garbage can, go for it.
It has to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very, very much for coming in. It was very, very interesting. And you have a friend here.
I have my buddy Colin here for...
Does he want to say hello?
Colin, would you like to say hello?
Give
hello.
A shout out. You got a shout out to anybody?
I think everybody I know is probably... in bed at this point, but no. Hello, everybody. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Colin. Thanks a lot for coming, man. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks very much for having me.
Appreciate
it.
Okay, this is On the Town with Mikey D. We just finished an interview with Dave Y. Please check him out on his SoundClouds and stuff like that.
Why Dave Y?
Yeah, and are you on Facebook or Instagram or any of those?
Not on a band level. Nice Eye Period is.
Okay.
Only, but yeah.
Okay. Anyways, we're going to continue on the music to midnight. This is On the Town with Mikey D. This is 91.5 FM in Medford. We are here every Wednesday playing the best of local music from 9 to midnight. My name is Mike Stewart. We have just recently heard Locating Rolly, and the song was Blue on Blue, Crazy Parade, and they were former members of The Rings and The Wicker Men and a few other bands, Bamboo Gang, I believe. And before that, we heard Doug McDonald Band, Atomic Punk from his thin Lightning Head, and I've been told he's just been picked up by a label, Bongo Boy, and is doing extremely well. Let us get back into the music.
Your love feels like your love. that